It's now time for Back to Business with Robin Allen. Committed to serving the Tucson business community with ideas, strategies, and techniques to help us all recover from the effects of the COVID-19 crisis. The views on this program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of the station or its advertisers. Now, here are your hosts, Rob and Allen.
Good morning and welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Allen. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. This is show number 23 and today is Saturday, October 10th, 2020. As host of this show, Allen and I are committed to serving you, our listening audience, with ideas, strategies, and techniques for building, marketing, or improving your business. We created this program to try and help the efforts of small business owners to recover from the COVID-19 impact.
And hello, my name's Alan McCloskey. My wife and I have run our own local chain of shoe stores, Allen Shoes, since 1982. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes, and the program is being paid for by Davidson Advertising and Allen Shoes. Through all of our shows, we've been discussing the latest news. On most shows, we interviewed leaders in our community that have shared with you their experience, their knowledge, and some have shared their stories of struggles and success.
Allen, our guest today is Liz Pocock, the CEO of Startup Tucson. She may be able to help by sharing her knowledge of helping many new businesses and even those who are already in business with tactics and strategies, programs, and information.
Rob, well, I'm going to need a lot of those, all of those four things, tactics, strategies, programs, and information. Because I've just about had it. And before you even ask the question, had what, Rob, I've got to tell you, I'm exhausted. I'm not sure I have any more patience to last through this pandemic. I may have even concluded that both the Republicans and the Democrats are right.
What do you mean they're both right, Allen? How's that possible? I thought we were going to talk politics on this show. I thought we weren't going to do that.
Well, I came to this realization watching TV the other night. I was watching this fly land on a politician's head. It seemed to stay there for a long time, too long.
I think we were watching the same show.
Well, the fly wasn't worried. He landed on a safe place where nothing was moving. Not nothing exactly, but, well, his mouth was moving, but nothing was changing. So the fly was there for maybe 2 minutes before he decided he was going to move on. I think he was bored. It got me to thinking, nothing's happening. That's why this fly affair seemed to me a metaphor for stagnant inaction, and it was a revelation for me. Business right now, Rob, that's in a bad place right now. That's where Democrats and Republicans are right, or together, they're both right. Traffic on the streets doesn't seem to be down, but business is down. Many businesses are suffering from poor business. We've got to get something moving here, Rob. Got to get back to business. Things have to move. Things have to happen. Something needs to happen soon. Improvement must happen, and someone needs to make that needle move. And what I'm really talking about to some of you is that business is stuck in a hole, and you've got to do something yourself. You got to pull your business up. You got to give it a kick in the rear, keep that fly from being comfortable, and get things shaking. Over the last several weeks, my senior managers and I, for example, have been going over our inventory, going over our marketing, going over our systems, our procedures, training and retraining, setting those systems up. That's what's going on with us.
Well, Allen, here's something that might help. President Donald Trump has signed off on a roughly $1.8 trillion stimulus offer to be presented to the House. According to two people with knowledge, it's marking the highest top-line dollar figure the administration has put on the table. The direct involvement of the president himself and his willingness to put down an offer far above the preferences of congressional Republicans adds a dynamic new to this stalled negotiations. Trump, to this point, mostly relied on Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to handle the details of the talks. The $1.8 trillion figure is up from a $1.6 trillion offer from earlier this week, though it remains below the $2.2 trillion in the bill passed last week by House Democrats, and Pelosi has been unwilling to go below $2 trillion in negotiations up to this point, people familiar say. The details in the offer remain as important, if not more so, than the top-line dollar figure. The specifics are not currently known. Through Pelosi's Deputy Chief of Staff, Drew Hamill, she said Mnuchin and her had spoken on the phone yesterday, and the Secretary had presented a proposal that attempted to address some of the concerns Democrats have. Of special concern is the absence of an agreement on a strategic plan to crush the virus. for this and other provisions. They're still awaiting language from the administration as far as negotiations on the overall funding amount continue. The movement from the Trump administration underscores the colossal stakes at play regarding relief in response to the COVID-19 pandemic and its economic fallout. The coronavirus, which is still surging in parts of the country, has killed more than 213,000 people, and its shutdowns in response to COVID have had broad economic consequences. So maybe, Alan, maybe something will happen, maybe, for our struggling businesses out there. I mean, every week that goes by, people can't pay their bills. They can't get food. I mean, and these politicians, both sides, it makes no difference. They just don't seem to feel the hurt of the people out there, and that's what's really concerning.
Have you heard anything from the other side of the aisle? About what the Democrats want specifically in their $2 million?
Well, I think what the Democrats are asking for all kinds of help for the states, and then the Republicans are coming back saying, well, a lot of that money is going to the blue states with Democratic governors, and that they've overspent monies, and we don't want to be bailing them out. So it's kind of a tit for tat fight, and the bottom line is the people that are really hurting, the ones that are in the middle, are the small business people and the unemployed. I mean, there's millions of unemployed people out there, and they're just waiting for help, and it's not out there. So there's a lot of frustration. And
I think I'm beginning to blame both sides here, not just the other side.
Absolutely.
Here. And I'm almost at the point where I'm starting to agree with some of the other radio show hosts out there.
Yeah. I mean, because at some point, these people have to compromise, and they have to come to terms and do something for the American people. This is not a Republican or Democrat country. I mean, this is an American. We're Americans. This is the United States of America, and they have to work on our behalf. And if there's any politicians out there listening to the program, or Senator Sinema, Senator McSally, Congressman Grijalva, Kirkpatrick, if you happen to be listening to this program, people are hurting. We need your help. Folks, we need you to do your jobs, and no more fighting. We're tired of it. Too many businesses are closing. Too many people are hurting. So we need some help. And that's about as much politicizing as I'm going to have today. But
with 3 weeks to go, I'm more than fed up with the negative political ads, Rob.
Well, I do a lot of television advertising for my clients, and I've had some conversations with the TV stations that, actually speaking, all these ads are turning off their audience, and they're losing audience because of it. So, in a way, it's kind of hurting them.
I mean, watch the local news, okay? It seems like there's 10 spots for McSally and then 10 spots for Kelly. I mean, they're mixed in. And it's like, how can they have all that inventory and all that time? It just didn't seem like they had that many spots before.
Well, the one thing that's interesting is that these politicians are paying exorbitant amounts of money for these commercials. A commercial that we might pay $200 for a client, they're spending $2,000 for. That's how badly they want us. They've got this money, and they've got to spend it. And, the television stations, with all due respect, they're hurting right now for revenue. So this has been a boon for them because their normal advertisers have taken a hit. Your restaurants, your retailers, the ones that normally are on a lot are not there. So this political advertising is making up a big piece of their business. So that's what they're doing. But it's not good for the audience. It's very negative. And I don't think it helps people feel good about the pandemic or what's going on. So
I didn't watch the debate for you, Arizona senator. I didn't watch that. I read some articles about it, and I don't really even have any interest. I can pull it up anywhere, but it's like I guess it was a draw.
And to watch two people, just accuse each other of all kinds of misdeeds for an hour or so, I think in my time is a little more valuable than that. I'd rather read a book or play poker online or something than put myself through that. But there was an interesting article the other day, Alan, about a long-term Tucson business, unfortunately, going out of business. Jim Anderson selling everything in his 23-year-old Midtown bar. There are dozens of cases of alcohol that have been collecting dust since the city and state ordered bars shut down in mid-March in response to COVID-19. The pictures on the walls, ladders, tools, microwave and blenders, glasses and plates, tables and chairs, it all has to go. When the meat rack is expected to close down on October 15th, the meat rack is over on Drachman. Been in business for a long time. Mr. Anderson's been around for a long time. He ran for mayor a couple of times, you might remember, way back.
What were you telling me about? You can still get branded there?
Yeah, he's got a brand. If people want to have a brand, it's got his picture on it, his bald head, and they'll get in there, get a brand on their arm or whatever. So he's still doing that until the 15th. So
is that a permanent tattoo?
It's permanent, all right. Yeah, yeah. It's not.
And people are standing in line to.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're standing in line, but they're doing it. So it would definitely be a reminder of his business, but sorry to see.
Not smart, folks. I'm going to take a position here. Maybe you're going to see it's political.
No brands.
I'm taking an anti-tattoo
branding
position on anything that you wouldn't put on your wall.
There you go.
Permanently.
There you go. Okay. So, but anyway, Mr. Anderson, we're sorry to see you go, and sorry to see any Tucson business close. It's not good news for any of us.
You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555 or call a 9 at 790-2040. That's 790-2040. Please call us if you want to take a pro position to tattooing. We'll argue it out with you. We have some great content today, so stay with us. Please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen's Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen's Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR. 298-DOOR. ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
Need a plumber? Call Al Coronado Plumbing. Featuring our 5-crown service. We charge by the job, not the hour. There are never any unpleasant surprises. As everyone knows, emergencies happen at the worst time. That's why we answer our phones 24/7. And at Al Coronado Plumbing, there's never an overtime charge. You pay the same regardless of when we do the work.
Al Coronado Plumbing, the name you come to trust. Our 5-crown service keeps things running.
Our work is guaranteed up to 5 years. Call 323-7848.
Al Coronado Plumbing. Our 5-pound service keeps things running.
Call 323-7848. ROC number 289733.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Allen. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Allen McCloskey, owner of Allen Shoes.
Our guest today is Liz Pocock, CEO of Startup Tucson and the 10 West Impact Festival. She has over 9 years of experience in economic development, community building, and nonprofit organizational management. As CEO, Liz has helped lead startup in serving over 2,500 entrepreneurs a year and grown 10 West to over 14,000 attendees in 2019. Licensed in Arizona, Liz received her JD from the U of A and is now teaching there as an adjunct professor of entrepreneurship for the Eller Business School. Prior to joining Startup, Liz was a supervising research attorney and development director for the National Law Center, where she implemented international legal commercial reform and training projects for the State Department, USAID, and the World Bank. Outside of Startup, Liz is a trained mediator, member of the Downtown Tucson Partnership Board, Google Women Tech Maker, and a member of the SBDC and Pima Community College Business Advisory Groups. She's currently serving on the Tucson Convention Center Commission. She was a Tucson 40 Under 40 recipient in 2019 and was the 2020 Tucson Women of Influence Rising Star winner. Liz, welcome back to Back to Business. We're glad to have you with us.
Thanks. Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Good.
Liz, this is Alan. I saw an article in the Arizona Daily Star this Wednesday, and if you don't mind, I thought I'd read a little bit about it so that it would sort of familiarize our listeners a little bit with Startup.
Sure, that sounds great.
Okay, it was written by Ken Cook, and under the subtext, Building Tucson Businesses, the headline is, Startup Tucson Strengthens Economy with Many Resources. You know that idea you've always had about a business you could start? You're pretty sure it could work, maybe even give you extra income or the independence you want. If you ever thought about starting up your own business, you should know about Startup Tucson. Startup Tucson provides the feedback, ideas, and resources you need to turn a beginning idea into a successful business. The writer met with Dre Thompson, executive vice president, to learn how to do it. And Thompson told him that about a teacher. Alan Kohler, a teacher with an idea for a baked goods company that uses heritage and native grains and flours such as mesquite flour. And working with Startup Tucson, Kohler refined his business concept and went on to win first prize in the food product category at Idea Funding, Startup Tucson's annual pitch competition. First prize was $5,000, which helped him launch his first idea of mesquite flour cookies. Is that the type of example, Liz, that is your typical person you help or just an atypical person?
No, that's pretty typical. So Alan's one of our, in our food entrepreneur category, but we help all sorts of entrepreneurs, so creative entrepreneurs, tech entrepreneurs, kind of anybody with an idea that they're looking to get started. So Alan's story is really fun because he is, like Dre said in the article, a teacher at U of A. He's had this idea for using heritage grains and heritage flour and making that more accessible to the public to use. And as he was starting to develop, he thought originally he was just going to maybe package the mesquite flour and then sell it, you know, in grocery stores or at farmers markets. And he realized through doing a lot of customer discovery and using some of the techniques that we teach that really people weren't going to be able to figure out, didn't really want to figure out how to just bake with the raw flour itself. They wanted to use the raw flour, but they needed it in a way that was more accessible. And so he came up with this cookie mix. They are amazing. He was at Cultivate when they were still doing markets. But now they actually stock the cookie mix at Hotel Congress and Maynard's. They stock it at Five Points. He has an online store up running with e-commerce, and he's really grown it into a business. He's still teaching, but you know, this is something that he's passionate about, and he's looking at what's his next product going to look like and where he's going to go from here. So yeah, Alan's story is really great.
You know, it says right here that the board chair of Startup Tucson is Fletcher McCusker, and he was also a guest on this show. We're big fans of his, and he's involved with Rio Nuevo and a few other things going on here. And can you tell us about the other board members and their involvement in the community?
Yeah, so we have five board members. Fletcher is our board chair. We also have David Smallhouse. He is affiliated with the Thomas R. Brown Foundation. So Sarah Smallhouse is his wife, and the Brown Foundation does such amazing work in our community. He's also has his own investment firm, so he runs that, and he's involved in lots of different boards in the community. He's been a longtime supporter of startups in our community for many, many years. So he's one of our board members. Harry George is another one of our board members. He's been a longtime entrepreneur here and has been trying to bring capital to Tucson for a really long time. So we're really happy to have Harry on our board, one of the original founding members of the Desert Angels. So an angel group here in Tucson that invests in startups and entrepreneurs. We have Katina Kohler. She is, again, successful entrepreneur, angel investor. She actually and her business partner, Gina Catalano, just opened La Suprema. It's a new co-working space just south of the convention center. Really, really beautiful. And they do a lot of work to support scaling entrepreneurs, really help with different coaching and all sorts of different things. Both amazing women to know. If you don't know them, let me know and I can make an introduction. And then we have Joanne McMaster, and she is has been, again, around the entrepreneurship community for over 20 years. She has recently, as of the last 2 years ago, actually a year ago, I think it was just the beginning of this year. This has been a long year, guys. In beginning of 2020, she took over Desert Angels as their new CEO. So we have a lot of really great investors and entrepreneurs that have all had experience in both of those realms that sit on our board and help guide the vision of Startup Tucson, help guide our team and what we think about how we work with entrepreneurs, and are just really supportive of entrepreneurs as they grow, willing to take meetings, willing to sit down with them, willing to give them advice. And I think that's really invaluable for our community.
Have you had more inquiries lately because of the COVID-19 from people that are interested in starting their own business?
Yeah, so we just brought and I think Dre references it in the article. So if you guys haven't had a chance to read it, that's a great place to check it out. But the Startup Fundamental Series was something we brought online in the last few months. And we've had both of those sessions. We're about to start another one in mid-October. And those are a five-part series to really help you solidify your idea and bring it forward through to launch. And we have had a lot more inquiries. So we're seeing a lot of different types of entrepreneurs come in. Like I said, we serve all sorts. We're seeing people that have come up with an idea in response to something they've seen in the community that's come to our attention because of COVID. So they're creating solutions to solve problems here in Tucson that, you know, maybe we didn't see as closely before, but now it's become a glaring problem. One of those is we have a guy that's working on figuring out how to help do produce delivery. So straight to your home produce delivery from local farmers. So that's, you know, a problem that has probably been around for a long time, but maybe was brought to light a little bit more because of COVID. We've seen a lot of people that have previously maybe been doing something on the side. So they've maybe had a hobby or a side hustle, as some people call them, where they've been selling a few things on Etsy, maybe to their friends, but they haven't ever really thought about that as a long-term business. And then they've either decided that for whatever reason they don't really want to work where they're currently work, or they've lost a job, and so now they'd like to see if they can turn that into a full-time business. And so we're looking at how do you help them formalize some of that stuff. A lot of times when you do a side hustle, you're just doing it as a solo entrepreneur. You don't have a separate bank account set up. You don't have any of those business things you need in place to kind of protect you from risk should you actually be able to scale it. And so we help them think through some of those foundational pieces. And then we have just seen people that have, you know, now they have a little bit more time and they're maybe a little more inspired to make a change or to make a change to the world. And so they're just bringing ideas that they've been marinating on for a while into the fold and ready to kind of see if they're worth something and worth putting their full time and money into to see what the next step would be.
You know, I appreciate everything that you're doing here for these entrepreneurs, and you've been talking a little bit about some, you know, minor startups, some smaller businesses, whatever. Is there anything that your group is involved in that moves the needle more significantly for the business community here in Tucson?
Yeah, we're working on a few other bigger things. So we just got a federal grant. The press release will come out next week, so you guys are getting the scoop. But we just got a new grant from the USDA that we're pretty excited about, so the Department of Agriculture. Again, it's in the food space, but we do think it's going to be really important for a lot of our farmers and ranchers that have struggled so much with the change that's happened since COVID. And we see that'll really give us some opportunity to help those businesses scale. And that's some influx of dollars into the community that aren't just from the community, which we're excited about. So it's about $250,000 over 2 years that we'll be able to reinvest directly into our agricultural community and really help that part grow. We also have obviously there's tons of startup success stories that have come out of the community overall. We've got lots of different groups that have received angel investment and different companies that have that are scaling up and working on some really cool stuff. But in terms of what we do day to day, we're also working on a new project called Remote Tucson. So Remote Tucson is the concept that it's more in the traditional economic development realm, but kind of attracting some new talent to relocate to Tucson and strengthen some of our talent pool. And so we'll be working with some of with the city and the county and some other partners to help attract some remote workers to move here. So when they do that, they keep their job somewhere else. We've all seen those articles that, you know, Facebook is saying that you can work remotely, or Twitter is saying you can work remotely indefinitely, all those different things. And so now, if you can work remotely,
Liz, I want to interrupt you for a second, because we're going to have to break for our news, which is a hard break. Keep those thoughts in your head. I want you to continue with us after our break. So in the next segment, we'll have more things from Liz and other interests to share with you, and we'll be right back after our commercial break.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. For retailers, end-of-the-year sales are taking on even greater significance this year.
The first three quarters of the year were really devastating.
Bloomberg retail reporter Jordan Holman says several chains have gotten behind an effort to make today, October 10th or 10-10, a special shopping day.
One retail consultant, Deborah Weinswig, has gotten together about two dozen retailers to create this shopping festival.
Chains across a wide spectrum are offering discounts in stores and online.
Places like Guess and Joseph A. Banks and Men's Warehouse, and even a grocer like Kroger's is participating.
The coming week will be a big one for early holiday shopping, with Amazon Prime Day and Target's Deal Days. Early shopping will not only shore up stores' bottom lines, it will also help avoid a last-minute shipping crunch.
These holidays will really help them hopefully finish strong, because they need a win.
Jeff Bellinger, Bloomberg Radio.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is hosting hundreds of people at the White House this afternoon, just over a week after testing positive for the coronavirus. He has not yet tested negative for it, but White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah says the event will follow CDC rules.
It'll be a shorter event. He's going to give some remarks, and it'll be all outdoors, distanced, of course. And then hopefully, once he's cleared by the doctor, we're going to have him back on the road soon.
There's a rally planned in Florida Monday. The Gulf Coast is digging out after being hit with what was once Hurricane Delta, the 10th named storm to batter the area this year. These folk are from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
We spent, four weeks in hotels, bouncing around from hotel to hotel. So it's been pretty rough.
The storm ripped blue tarps from roofs damaged in the last few storms and scattered tree limbs and other debris through streets where people are still cleaning up. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is a wide-width specialty store located at 7366 North Oracle Road, about a block north of Ina. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes focuses on wide and extra-wide widths of men's and women's shoes, the best selection of wide-width shoes in Tucson. You'll find some brands in this location that aren't carried at our stores, such as Softwalk, Aravon, SAS, Trotters, and Easy Spirit. We also carry the best selection of wide widths from both Brooks and New Balance. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
For years now, you've heard me say, don't get steamed, call Steamy. But have you ever wondered why? Imagine this. You have a leak, overflow, or some sort of water intrusion into your home. It may have even caused mold to start growing. So you get on the internet and look for someone to fix it. You find some advertisements online that look promising, call around, and probably hire the first person that says they can get out right away. You wait for hours on end, and when the doorbell finally rings, you're greeted by a fast-talking salesman that is anything but professional. And then, you guessed it, you got steamed. By what I call the water damage wannabes, and they are well on their way to taking advantage of your bad situation. This is why the very best plumbers, realtors, roofers, and insurance agents only refer Steamy Concepts to their customers for mold and water damage restoration, period. Steamy Concepts works with all insurance carriers and will always come out for free 24 hours, 7 days a week to inspect your mold and water damage problems. Go to steamyconcepts.com to schedule us out right now.
RLC number 291-200.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947. Go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner-operator of Alan Shoes. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes.
And we have our guest today is Liz Pocock, CEO of Startup Tucson. Liz, thanks for staying through our break. We were talking about some of the services you have available. So let's continue.
Yeah, sure. So I was saying that we have launched a program called Remote Tucson. Well, we are about to launch it in November, and we'll be working to attract remote workers to relocate here to Tucson permanently. And the benefit of a program like that for our larger economy is that they keep their salaries from wherever they were currently previously employed, or they stay employed there, but they keep that salary and bring those dollars into our community. So somebody that, say, makes $55,000 a year actually studies have shown we'll spend about 32 of that directly into Tucson. So we think the economic impact and benefit of this for our larger community is really, really has a lot of great potential. So we're excited about that program. And then we had been talking about fundamentals. And so if any of the listeners out there today have ever thought about launching a business, we have a class starting actually this week, and it will run for 5 weeks. You can learn more at startuptucson.com, and we would encourage you to come and try to launch it and learn what your next steps might be.
Let's talk about the classes a little bit, Liz. Are you doing them on Zoom? Are you doing them in person? How's that going?
Yeah, we're doing them on Zoom. We've moved all of our programming digital as of the end of March. We have seen actually pretty good engagement. One of the nice things is that we are located downtown, and while that's attractive for a lot of people, some people don't necessarily want to come downtown, or they're from a little bit further outside of Tucson. And being in the online platform gives them the availability to kind of interact with us and attend the classes and meet new people through this online kind of format, instead of having to kind of show up in person. And so we haven't found, I mean, it's a little challenging. You obviously have the weird Zoom silences, and sometimes people talk over each other. But for the most part, we think it's going pretty well, and we've received really positive feedback from our entrepreneurs. And in addition to those group classes, we do a lot of one-to-ones. So, you'll be in the Zoom room with all 10 people, but then you'll also have the chance to work with our team individually, and we do those over the phone or over Zoom, depending on what's most comfortable for the entrepreneur.
So are you helping people develop their business plans and that sort of thing? Do you go through those kinds of processes?
Yeah, so we go through, we teach what's called the Lean Business Model Canvas. It's a one-page business plan, and it's really meant to help people understand right when they're getting started. You don't necessarily need that big 20-page document. You need to understand before you prepare that. You do eventually need that, but before you prepare that, you really need to understand what problem are you solving for your customer, and what's your competition look like, and how are you going to reach those customers, what's your unique value proposition to them, why will they buy from you versus somebody else. And this lets you put it all out on a really simple one sheeter and make changes to it as you learn more. So one of the things that we emphasize is really understanding your customers' problems and understanding how you can help them solve those. And so we teach methods on how to talk to customers, how to learn what their pain points might be, how to do, demographic research, how to do research on your market, and really understand all those things so that you, once you bring something forward, whether it's a product or a service, you know how to price it, you know who you're going to sell to, and you know that people will buy it before you invest any more of your time or money into it. So you're really eliminating a lot of the risks before you're ready to hit go full speed.
Are these things available for existing businesses as well? Because I can tell you, many of my clients don't, their business plan is in their head. You know, they've probably never written down a formal business or marketing plan. You know, they started from scratch, basically. But now is probably a great time for existing businesses to take that sheet and take a look at it as far as, making changes.
They absolutely are. So we like to say that it's good for a new idea, somebody that maybe didn't have the time or went too fast at the beginning, not too fast, but, just went fast at the beginning and didn't set some of those fundamental pieces up. So exactly like who you're talking about, or somebody that maybe has a existing, even successful business, but wants to bring a new product forward or needs to make a pivot. So we've seen it be really effective, especially right now, and say somebody that previously has only sold face-to-face, has only ever sold in person at a brick and mortar store. And now they have to think, okay, I think I want an e-commerce platform. I think I want to be able to sell on my website. That's a totally different way to reach a customer, even if it's the same customers. You have to think about how you're displaying the product, how you're describing them. And so it's good for it. The program is good for that too, because it's really just teaching you building blocks that you can use again and again throughout your business. And so I would encourage anybody, if you have that time right now, especially, and you've been wanting to kind of go through and revisit some of those fundamental things, think about how you're reaching your customer, now would be a great time to join us.
Can you tell us, Liz, what is 10 West Festival?
Yeah. So 10 West Impact Festival is our annual festival. Usually it would happen in October. It actually would have started yesterday, so our team is a little sad. But we have moved it to April. And it's a 10-day festival, usually in person. There's a professional development component of it. So we actually have conferences in a variety of themes. And we really explore, we bring national speakers that are, experts in their areas, national thought leaders, to come to the community and talk about what sort of impact you can make. So our themes are sustainability, entrepreneurship, tech and innovation, education, and creativity in the arts. And so we bring different national speakers in on each of those days. Those days all feature panels and workshops all day so that you can really get a feel for what your next steps are and how you might make an impact in those areas. And last year we had 3,500 attendees at the conference itself. And then wrap around, we do all sorts of really cool, fun arts events, cultural events, food events that intersect these things together. So, we did a thing last year that was called Brand Your Brew. So it took people that work in the creative space on branding. So how does that outside of the beer can get made, basically? And then we combine them with the brewmasters that basically talk about why they chose that brand. So you're intersecting these areas that maybe previously you would have never even thought about to help you kind of unlock new things and think about how you might make an impact differently. And so in total, that conference or the festival had about 14,000 attendees last year. So in 2021, it's going to look a little different. It'll mostly be virtual unless we are safe to do stuff in person by April. But we're still going to bring those national thought leaders in. We're still going to have some interactive panels. We're still going to have some workshops. And so we're excited to bring that to Tucson again in next April.
I also saw that you had a post recently that you joined the board of Sister Jose Women's Center.
I did. Yes. Have you guys heard of Sister Jose's?
Yes.
Yes, we have.
Yes. I'm so excited. So I had not heard of it. And I was super excited that Shelley Watson over at Southern Arizona Leadership Council thought of me as a potential good board member for them. And so I recently joined their board and I've been working with Gina and their team. Now it's only been a little over a month, but they are just doing such amazing work here in Tucson. They are a women's shelter. They're a homeless shelter specifically for women that are on their own. Women can bring them their pets there, which I think is really unique for a lot of different shelters that would not allow you to do that. And so those women then don't go there. And it really creates a safe space where the women are respected. They can receive a hot meal. They can take a shower. They can lay down and rest and kind of protect themselves from the elements and from any sort of harm that might be out there in Tucson. So they're just doing incredible work. They're off of 22nd. And they have a virtual fundraiser actually coming up later this month that we are, you know, there'll be a silent auction and you can participate by buying a virtual ticket and you can donate early. So yeah, thanks guys. Very excited to be a part of Sister Jose's.
Liz, getting back to Startup Tucson, is there any charge for people to be involved?
Yeah, so our workshop, the workshop series itself is $45 for all five courses. But we do have, you know, if that's something that's a barrier, it should never be a barrier. So they can reach out to me directly and we can talk about what we can do to make sure that they feel supported. We also have a free network. So once they join, once they do that, the initial class, which is only $10, you can join the network, and then almost everything is free within the network. So basically, you can access different services, you can meet with our team for free. All that's made possible by our supporters. So we have a grant from the City of Tucson, from their Economic Development Office, that makes this possible, and then we also have some support from the Thomas R. Brown Foundation.
And so, in closing, what's the best advice you can give struggling entrepreneurs out there right now?
Hang in there. I know it's hard, and I know that, you know, it can seem really uncertain right now, but business owners have always been great with uncertainty, and while it may be really challenging right now, you've done it before. It maybe hasn't been quite as much uncertainty, but you have done it before. You have the grit. Reach out to people that can support you. Reach out to those that understand what you're going through. Reach out to Alan. He gets it. People that are other business owners, I think you want to find other founders right now that are going through similar things. I think one thing that we've realized through building Startup Tucson is that the network is really, really important. You know, you can talk to your spouse, you can talk to your friends, but if they don't actually own a business and know what that means to maybe make payroll or not, they really can't understand what you're going through. And so find some others that are going through the same things, lean on them, share stories, share ideas, lean on resources in the community. There's so many people that are trying to help right now. And, you know, taking that step can be scary to ask for help, but we're here for you.
Liz, that's really, really good advice. And thank you so much for being with us again today. We really appreciate it. And we appreciate everything that Startup Tucson is doing. So
great.
Again,
thanks, guys.
Thank you. Take care. Be well. And
thanks.
We'll look to talk to you again.
You
thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising, 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business. We have one more segment left. It's Back to Business. Rob and Alan, please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are
are available OAC.
Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR, 298-DOOR, ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947, go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Welcome back to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner-operator of Alan Shoes. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes. And Rob, it's time for our sarcasm segment that we've been doing every week. Last week, I've got to apologize to our listeners. We really had a really lousy 10 set of sarcasm quotes. However, I noticed it got better when I got to number 60 here, which we're going to start with in a second here. But I also wanted to say that while Liz was doing her segment, we didn't mention that she's also a lawyer.
She is. She's very, very...
Or she went to law school, at least. We don't, yeah,
she's,
you know.
Yes, she's an attorney. So that's very, very accomplished woman. Very accomplished.
Didn't your parents say we're sending you to law school so you can do one thing and just have a solid thing for the rest of your life? I mean, she's got a lot of things going on.
A lot of balls in the air, and that's great. And we really thank her for everything she's doing. So we're at our sarcasms, Alan, and we're going number 61 is where we're picking up today. You are everything I want in someone I don't want anymore.
If they act like they can live without you, help them do it.
Number 63, shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Number 64, sometimes I meet people and I feel bad for their dog.
65, sure I'll help you out, the same way you came in.
Number 66, you play the victim, I'll play the disinterested bystander.
67, my neighbors listen to good music whether they like it or not.
Number 68, never mistake my silence for weakness. Nobody plans a murder out loud.
Number 69, sometimes I want to go back in time and punch myself in the face.
Number 70, I'm not crazy. The voices tell me I am entirely sane. So those are all from a study from 2015 covered by Scientific American and in which Parade magazine reported on recently on their website at parade.com. It found that sarcasm in the study, they found that it would actually increase creativity flow. And since creativity is one skill all business people need now in order to steer their businesses past this pandemic, we've been offering up this part as part of our show. We're going to continue until we get the end of the quotes here, but here's another part of segment we have as a regular segment on the show. We call it Butts of the Week. Rob, do we have any nominees this week?
We have several, Alan, and you know what? For once in a long time, not one of our nominees is a politician. So we're kind of breaking new ground this week.
Those of you who can't tell, we've been trying to steer clear of politics, except where we can be fair to both sides here, but we keep on finding that politicians are always at the top of our potential Putts of the Week list. But this week we had a lot of other nominees. And the first one, Rob, has to do with a jeweler.
Yes, Alan, it does. A jeweler exposes cheating husband with subtle secret message, oops. When a cheating husband went to the jewelry store to buy a gift for both his wife and his girlfriend, the clerk helping him decided to expose him in the best way possible. On October 3rd, that clerk, Zoe Rowe, posted a video to TikTok explaining how she alerted the man's wife and girlfriend to his antics. Once all the gifts were picked out, Roe boxed everything up and put the gifts in their respective bags. He had me mark a K for Kristen on the bottom of his wife's bag and an L for Laura on the bottom of his girlfriend's bag, she explained. There was just one issue. Roe accidentally mixed the bags up. I just remembered that his wife's name is Laura and his girlfriend's name is Kristen, Roe said with a smirk. I must have mixed up the bags. Oops. Roe's video, which has more than 1.8 million likes and nearly 20,000 comments, has received plenty of supportive comments from fellow females who think she did the right thing. That's girl code. Imagine people knew you were being cheated on and no one told you, one person said. You're a gift to humanity, another added. Not all heroes wear capes, a third said. Some just wear winged eyeliner. So number one putz of the week is that husband, Alan.
You know what? I'm thinking, even though I was leaning against someone else for winning this on our list, that one is a pretty good one. But, you know, every week we seem to have something going on with Southwest Air that has to do with some angry customer or passenger, that is. Do we have anything from Southwest this week?
We do. And I guess Southwest would be considered the putz of the week this week because a Southwest captain was forced to lend his shirt to a passenger that was wearing a lewd top. A Southwest Airlines passenger said she was prevented from boarding her flight because her breasts were deemed lewd, obscene, and offensive, forcing the captain to lend her his T-shirt. Irate Chicago resident Kayla Eubanks took to Twitter to document her dispute on Tuesday with ground staffers who said her low-cut black halter top was too revealing. Y'all, I was kicked off my Southwest flight because my boobs are lewd, obscene, and offensive. I was told the passengers may look at me in my attire and be offended, she tweeted, along with a bathroom selfie showing her ensemble, which included a long red skirt. I really wanted to know why Southwest is policing my clothes like this, she said. So the captain helped her out by giving her a T-shirt. And Alan, I'm looking at this picture of her in the bathroom, and next time I'm on a flight, she can sit next to me. Like, well, that wouldn't bother me in a bit.
Not me. I my eyes never
roam.
No, but anyhow, no. The next one here, it would be a nominee number three, and it has to do with a worker at eBay, I believe. If you have that article, maybe you can share that nominee.
Absolutely, Alan. It's coming up right now. Ex-eBay workers plead guilty to cyberstalking couple sending them live cockroaches. Two former eBay intelligence employees have pleaded guilty in a cyber-stalking campaign against a Massachusetts couple whose newsletter was critical of the company, in which they sent them live cockroaches, a fetal pig, and a bloody pig mask, officials said. Stephanie Pop, 33, and Veronica Zay, 26, and several other employees harassed the couple on Twitter and sent them the disturbing items in the mail, federal prosecutors said. Pop, the e-commerce giant's former senior manager of global intelligence, and Zay, a contractor who worked as an intelligence analyst, pleaded guilty Thursday to conspiring to commit cyber stalking and conspiring to tamper with a witness, according to Reuters. They are among seven former employees who prosecutors said targeted the couple in Natick, Massachusetts. Three others are expected to plead guilty later this month. Sending cockroaches in the mail is probably not a good thing, Alan.
You know, we have one more quick nominee before we award it here. Do you have something about some particular lady calling 911?
I do, Alan. And unfortunately, and I want to apologize to your daughter. Her name is Karen.
Oh.
This is another Karen story. And Karen, I really apologize. But Karen calls 911 after being barred from a pet store for not wearing a mask. A woman called 911 for being denied entry into a California pet store because she wasn't wearing a mask, claiming she has a religious exemption right and God-given right that are protected under the Civil Rights Act. Aiden Bearpaw, who works at Bones and Scones in Palm Springs, recorded the tense encounter on Sunday and posted it to Facebook, writing, "I've never had to deal with a Karen calling 911 on me before. All I asked her was to please wear a mask in the store." The six-minute video shows Bearpaw telling the woman she needs to wear a mask inside the store where it's nearly closing time or else he'll provide a reasonable accommodation. The woman threatens to call 911, saying he's technically discriminating against her and that she can't wear a face covering because of health issues. "I'll have a panic attack. I will freak out. I will have an anxiety attack," she says. The woman then asks Bearpaw to accommodate her by giving her an hour at the end of every day, an hour at the beginning of every day. "There's no one in the store," she adds. Bearpaw shoots back, "There's me in the store," to which he responds, "So you stand 7,000 feet away from me." "Ma'am, I'm just trying to do my job," he answers, "and I'm trying to make sure that I have rights," she says. "You'll make sure to hear that in the end. You're the one who will be cited, not me." The woman calling 911 after being denied entry into the store was not wearing a mask, and then she called and the police came. So, Alan, that's another interesting...
That's a good one, but I'm going to award the eBay workers with the Putz of the Week Award, and we're going to move on. So we want to thank our guest, Liz Pocock, from CEO of Startup Tucson and also entrepreneur with lots of other things going on here, and we want to thank her. And we have her bio on our website. You can catch us there at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising, 629-9555. If you're someone interested in business or you are in business, this is the show for you. It's Back to Business with Robin Allen. KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. This has been Alan McCloskey.
And this has been Rob Davidson. Please listen to us next week at 9 a.m. on Saturday with Back to Business with Rob and Alan. Everyone, please take care, be well, and we'll see you next week.